ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 3, entitled Liberation from the Illusory Energy, text number 42. Evam prashnam rishin purvam apruchyam piturantike. नाब्रुवन् ब्रह्मणः पुत्रास् तत्र कारणमुच्यताम्। एवं प्रश्नं ऋषीन् पूर्वम् अपृच्छं पितुरन्तिके। नाब्रुवन् ब्रह्मणः पुत्रास् तत्र कारणमुच्यताम्। एवं प्रश्नं ऋषीन् पूर्वम् अपृच्छं पितुरन्तिके। नाब्रुवन् ब्रह्मणः पुत्रास् तत्र कारणमुच्यताम्। एवं प्रश्नं ऋषीन् पूर्वम् अपृच्छं पितुरन्तिके। नाब्रुवन् ब्रह्मणः ऋषीन् पूर्वम् पितुरन्तिके। भुवन् ब्राह्मणः पुत्रास् अत्र कारणमुच्यताम्। एवं प्रश्नं ऋषीन् पूर्वम् अपृच्छं पितुरन्तिके। एवं प्रश्नं ऋषीन् पूर्वम् अपृच्छं पितुरन्तिके। तत्र कारणमुच्यताम् एवं प्रश्नं ऋषिं पूर्वम् अपृच्छन्ति दुरन्धिके नागवन् ब्रह्मणात्र कारणमुच्यताम् एवं similar prashnam a question rishi to the sages purvam previously apricham I asked pituhu of my father Ikshvaku Maharaj antike in front Na abruvan, they did not speak. Brahmanah of Lord Brahma, putrah the sons, tatra of that, karanam the reason, uchyatam please say. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Once in the past, in the presence of my father, Maharaj Ikshvaku, I placed a similar question before four great sages who were sons of Lord Brahma. But they did not answer my question. Please explain the reason for this. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the words Brahmanah Putraha, the sons of Brahma, refer to the four Kumaras headed by Sanak Rishi. Srila Madhvacharya has quoted a verse from the Tantra Bhagavat, stating that the reason the four sons of Lord Brahma, although Mahajanas and experts in the science of devotional service, declined to answer King Nimi, was that they wanted to demonstrate clearly that even those who are expert in the cultivation of speculative knowledge cannot understand the actual science of pure devotional service. Srila Jiva Goswami has further commented that the sages avoided answering the question from the king because at that time King Nimi was a young boy and therefore not mature enough to understand the answer fully. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadhamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Jaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye vāñcha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhu bhyevacha patitānam pāvanebhyo vaiṣṇavebhyo namo namah. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadana Shri Bhasadi Gauravan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Once in the past, in the presence of my father, Maharaj Ikshvaku, I placed a similar question before four great sages who were sons of Lord Brahma. But they did not answer my question. Please explain the reason for this. Hare Krishna. Yesterday, our Damodar Prabhu gave an amazing class on the importance of asking questions, the right questions. What is the right question? What is the right attitude to ask the question? What is the right way to accept the answer and act upon it? Practically it was like a thesis. So, question or questioning actually is the beginning of human form of life. When we question, we have begun the human form of life. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. The other living entities, they don't question. According to their nature and propensities and their inclination, they just act. Ahara nidra bhayamaithunam cha samanyametat pashuvirnarana. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending, that is done by everyone. Questions are asked. The animals are also asking questions. The birds are asking questions early in the morning. The bees are asking questions. The birds are asking questions. Everyone is asking questions. Where is the food? Where is the food? Eating, sleeping, mating and defending, which are the biological natural instincts. To fulfill that, question is asked. And answer is received. And Prabhupada writes in one particular purport, everyone is asking questions. In the school, teachers are asking questions, students are answering. Students are asking questions, teacher is answering. In the market, people are asking questions. Question answer is going on. In the court, question answer goes on. The lawyer is asking questions, the plaintiff is answering. The judge is asking questions, the lawyer is answering. At home, children are asking questions, parents are answering. Actually, the whole world is all about question answers. But that kind of a question answer is just fulfilling the basic needs. But athato brahma jigyasa is a real question, can be asked only in the human form of life. Atha ataha. Now that you have got a human form of life, dharmo hitesham adhiko visheshu, dharmena hinaha pashubhi samana. One has to ask. I do not want certain things. Why it is being imposed upon me? I do not want old age, disease, death, miseries, suffering, disturbance of mind, frustration in life and struggling hard to become happy. Why am I not becoming happy? And I want happiness. Why am I not able to achieve? Actually, that marks the beginning of the human form of life. Right question. And not only the right question. What is the right question? And what should be the right attitude? It should be the right question and it should be asked with the right attitude. Right question is that question which answers our existential position. Who am I? Ke ami, kene amai jare tapatrai. Iha nahi jani ke mane hita hoy. When Sanatana Goswami, who is our Sambandha Acharya? Who is our first Acharya for establishing an actual understanding of who we are in relationship with our natural existential position, natural constitutional position? That question is asked on our behalf by Sanatana Goswami. We have to learn from him how to ask questions. In what attitude? Ke ami? Who am I? Kene amai jare tapatrai? Why am I constantly afflicted by so many miseries? While I don't want to be miserable. Iha nahi jani. And I don't even know kemane hita hoy. I don't know what is best for me. The scientists are telling this is good for you. The politicians are saying this is good for you. My parents are saying this is good for you. The world is saying this is good for you. My friends are saying this is good for you. And I am trying to adopt all of this and still I am not happy. Ke mane hita hoy? What will be hitakara, not priyakara? There is difference between priyakara and hitakara. Mostly we get answer of what is pleasing to us, or we select whatever is pleasing to us. But very difficult to ask and to accept what is hitakara, what is truly beneficial. What will truly satisfy the real self? That question, apanara hita ahita kichui na jani. I don't even know what is good for me. Apanara hita ahita kichui na jani. I don't even know what's good for me, what's bad for me. Whatever I accepted thinking it is good for me, it has proved futile at the end of my life. I am miserable. I wasted my life. So many solutions people gave and I kept on applying my existence, my whole energy to put this answer to practice. And then I realized it's all futile. Moghasha, mogha karmano, mogha jnana. All my endeavors, all my knowledge and all my Asha, all my hopes, my hope that I am find a solution has been proved futile. Because I didn't ask the right question to the right person with the right attitude. So we should not only know what is the question to be asked, we should also know who should we ask this question to. And we should have the right attitude. For myself, in the last so many years, I was trying to analyze. Many a times, we ask questions simply to be heard. It's nice to hear your own voice on the microphone, thundering in the audience, amongst the audience. It wonders, it's my voice, wow, it's resounding. for many years, I didn't worry about the question, I didn't worry about the answer, I don't even remember the answers. So many questions I asked. But I realized mostly it was about hearing myself. Next few years, it was about exhibiting how intelligent I am. See what kind of question I ask. Even the speaker is bewildered and confused. At least he takes 10 seconds before answering my question. Answer nahi malum, question suno. So most of the time, it is to exhibit our scholarship. How much subject matter we know. What a question. Wow. Kya ghuma phira ke, kya poocha nahi malum, par kya poocha. He himself doesn't know, people also are confused. What are that question? It's going round and round and wow, amazing. What a way to ask question. So either it is to just hear ourselves or just to exhibit our, you know, scholastic abilities. Or several other reasons could be. But these are some of the things. But the point is, the answer is, will not be appreciated. And therefore sometimes people don't even answer. The right people, understanding, iska pura vati jo hai, bhara hua hai. Main jo bhi dalunga, overflow ho jayega. He is not yet ripe. This person is not yet ripe to hear the question. One time, one man went to a guru and he said, how can I know God? How can I know God? So the guru said, come tomorrow morning. He came next day, early morning, 4 a.m. Given the appointment also. And he took him, come along with me. And he went to the river to take the bath. He dipped inside the water. And as the other person was also dipping, he held his head and kept him under the water. The guru held that student's head under the water and didn't release him. A powerful guru, he was heavy, 50. A disciple was something like me. Held him inside, he couldn't get out for almost like a minute. And then suddenly he just pulled him up. And then once they came out, he asked him, when you were underwater, what was your thought? Air, no thought. There was only one thought. Air, air, air. Where do I get the air to survive? I had no other thoughts. All other thoughts went away. The only thought was, I need air. He said, when your question that you are asking to me is of this intensity, that your whole existence is a big question in the sense, I want the answer to this, I want the answer to this, I want the answer to this. I can't think of anything else unless this answer is there. Then will you be able to actually appreciate the answer. You will take the answer very seriously. So that is the intensity. Let us take the example of repentance. Prayaschitta or paschatap. Now, so many times children do some mistake and come back and, hey, what did you do? Sorry, Papa. Sorry, Mummy. I'll not do it. Again, the fellow does the same thing next morning. Sorry, Papa. Hey, heard yesterday also you said sorry. Don't do again. Third day also he does the same thing. Not new mistake. Same mistake. If you do new mistake, no problem. Same mistake. And he says, sorry. Rascal, you're saying sorry, but you don't mean sorry. Oh, Gaur Gopal Prabhu one time very nicely presented. There is one thing to say thank you. There is another, it is another thing to mean thank you. And it is another level to live thank you. So there is repentance. Sorry, jo kiya gadbad kiya. But that repentance is truly effective and genuine when it is substantiated by certain attitude and followed by certain consequence. Then you can say that repentance is genuine, deep and truly effective. And what is that? There is an internal side and there is the external side. There is internal symptom and there is an external manifestation. So if a person is truly repentant, in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a story of Ajamil. Ajamil, we all know the story, how he lived completely lost his credibility, he fell down to gross level of sense gratification, absolutely becoming shameless. Eventually when he saw the Yamadutas, he was scared to death. And then Vishnu Dutas came and intervened and saved him. Literally he was going to hell. They were already caught him, pulled his subtle body out and they were dragging. And the intervention happened by the Vishnu Dutas. And they released that Yamapasha, defeated the Yamadutas, sent them away. And he was about to say something and they left. And then the statements of Ajamil is very interesting. And there were a few verses. This is 6.1.2 or 6.1, 6th canto, 2nd chapter. The repentance of Ajamil. And I kind of analysis and made it into a sutra. And that sutra is called Ragad. R-A-G-A-D. Ragad Ragad ke samajh lo isko. So, the first thing is deeply regretting the past. Deep regret. Chah. How I wasted my life. I Brahman ka ladka tha. I was married. I had such wonderful wife. Just because I had this association of this prostitute, completely whole life I wasted. I had opportunity. I had everything. How I have wasted my life. Deep regret. Genuine regret. Now I can't do anything because I'm too old. Second, deep appreciation for the intervention. Had this intervention not come, had the devotees not come in my life, had the mercy of the Lord not come in the form of these books or these prasad or these devotees, whatever, what would have been my situation? Where I would I have gone? So deep appreciation, genuine appreciation for the intervention. And third, born of that appreciation and that repentance, a gratitude. That's what, as I expressed, to say thank you is one thing. That's good. It's etiquette. Thank you. You have fell, pen down, somebody picked it and gave it to you. Thank you so much. Nice. Say etiquette. At least one should be thankful. Say thank you. But to mean thank you is to recognize. To recognize. That is to mean thank you. And to live thank you means to remember always. Had that intervention not come, what would have happened? So to the extent the repentance is supported by genuine regret, deep appreciation for the intervention, and a grateful heart for what would have happened if that intervention not come, then the external manifestation, this is an internal thing, this no one can see. No one can see. Anyone can say thank you. But what is the depth of that? Where is it coming from? Which level is it coming from? Well, nobody knows. But our action proves what level we are. And the next manifestation is austerity. What is that austerity? Never to do it again. Never to do that again. And that austerity, because you may say, we may genuinely want to do, but there are so many distractions, there are so many temptations, there are so many obstacles to following that austerity what we have decided not to do. Knowing fully well that it is not good for us. But then we lack the determination to maintain that vow. And that austerity will be that determined to the extent it is supported by that regret, appreciation and gratitude. The repentance that Ajamil underwent was later for next 12 years. He was focused. He was extremely focused. The prostitute that was transformed by Haridas Thakur. It was intense. It doesn't describe that she was in touch on the email with Haridas Thakur. Guru Maharaj, this is my sadhana report. What should I do now? Sometimes I am troubled by this kind of thing. It's not that Haridas Thakur is regularly counseling her. No, for the rest of her life, she was intensifying. Jagai Madai. What an amazing transformation. Of course, here, the mercy factor was there. It's not that they were really. By that mercy, they were able to appreciate, understand, and develop all these things. And later, they became such amazing personalities. Madhai, he was given one instruction. You do one thing, you be near the ghat, where you used to hit people. Drink and eat and hit people. Now, you make beautiful ghat, because the whole Navadvip comes on the banks of the Ganga to take water. You stand there, you make beautiful ghat, you know, not slippery, it shouldn't be slippery. And whenever people come, help them, serve them. That's the instruction. And Mahaprabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu left. Rest of his life, Madhai Ghat, he stayed there. That was like his Prabhudatta Kshetra. The rest of his life, he didn't move from that place. And his whole life's focus was how to make this ghat the most best ghat. Nobody will go to any other ghat. Come to here because it is so non-slippery, perfectly rough and very clean. And water is accessible. And sometimes people would remember what they had done and they would throw stones at him. And he would pick up that stone and bring it back to them. He said, you didn't hit it strong enough. And I'm still surviving. I have caused so much bloodshed. This is nothing. Hit me more. And they would hit. Till ultimately all their animosity came out. And eventually everyone, no one in Navadvip, even though so many misdeeds had been done towards them, none of them held any negativity towards Madhai, seeing the transformation. So, coming back, how do we understand that the question is also like repentance? Krishna replies in the Bhagavad Gita, answers this question, Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. One qualification before prashna and one qualification after prashna. The before one tells the quality necessary and the after one tells the consequence to show that that question was sincere. Unless there is tremendous humility, to the extent a person is genuinely humble. And what does humility mean? I don't know. I am fool number one. Even if that person knows the answer,
Even if that person is speaking the answer for last so many years and answering others' question and they are satisfied and gone, but he feels, I don't know the answer. Or rather, my answer is very, very superficial. Because there is no realization in my own case. I convincingly answer. Why? Because I repeat the Shastra as it is. And because they are sincere, they may understand and they perfect their life. But you are still on that same level. One devotee said, I am like a milestone on the road. You know, suppose you are going from here to Lonavala or here to Pune, Bombay to Pune. On every 1 kilometer, there is a big milestone. There is a stone. Pune, 60 kilometers. And that milestone has been standing there and guiding so many people to Pune. They have reached Pune, but the milestone is still there. So like that, I was thinking, last 30 years I have been giving Bhagavad Gita course. Other devotees who have accepted with deep sincerity have progressed so much. Have taken amazing responsibilities. And I am still seeking the Bhagavad Gita course. I hope someday realization will come. So, we may be speaking. Even if a person knows, still one should ask for being strict. Actually that person is humble. Even though I am answering, others, bonus, they are getting benefited. It's their glory that they are genuine and therefore they grasp the answer and applied it. And I am, you know, kind of just speaking it. So therefore sometimes we find devotees asking the same question again and again. Parikshit Maharaj is asking the question again and again. Was he not self-realized? The way he responded to the curse of Sringi shows Tattenu Kampam Sushamikshamano Bhunjana Eva. He was on that platform. Jivetayo Muktipa. He was 100% rightful heir to the kingdom of God. But look at his humility. I don't know, I'm such a materialistic person. Please tell me, you know, who am I? Why am I being troubled by these things? And therefore, such great souls, even, you know, many, many years down the line, even though they may have been the cause for liberating many souls, they feel, just like Haridas Thakur, personification of Trinadapi Sunichen. He was chanting the holy name and Lord Chaitanya came and said, Haridas, you have liberated so many souls. Now you can reduce the amount of chanting. You are chanting too many. You know, you are weak. You are 80 year old. He was 35 years elder to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu disappeared at the age of 48. So 48 plus 35 is how much? 83, something close to that. And he used to chant 193 rounds every day. And he said, no. He said, I am sick. My mind is disturbed. My body is a little bit sick. He said, no, your body is getting old. Don't do this. Or Sanatan Goswami. The Lord had to come and ask him to reduce his sadhana of going around the whole Govardhan and gave him a stone of Govardhan and said, you just go around 4 times, it is as good as going Govardhan Parikrama. Or Gadadhar Pandit. The Lord bowed down and sat down that this fellow is not stopping his sadhana. Such strictness. He feels, I am not. I need that sadhana. Or Dhruva Maharaj. Even when the airplane came to take him back home to the spiritual world, he said, "Pehle sadhana karta hu, aaj ka mala ho jana chahiye. Ek bar flight mein baitha aur idhar udhar dekhne laga to mala nahi hoga mera." That is the reason why he was ready to go back. That was the strictness. So sometimes devotees, out of their humility, manifest that strictness just with themselves. Because when you manifest that strictness to others, you become harsh. Strictness is only with oneself. With others, magnanimity. That's maturity.
So, first thing is humility. And Kulinagram people, every time, yesterday Damodar Prabhu very nicely explained this, said Kulinagram people, every time, we are grahasthas, what should we need to get out of this material existence? Please tell us, Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu would tell, serve the Vaishnavas, serve the Lord, chant the holy name. Who is a Vaishnava? Every time they would ask the same question. 3 years they asked the same question. And every year Mahaprabhu gave an answer which was a little more deeper. First time he said, who from whosoever's lips Krishna comes out, he's a Vaishnava. Serve that person. Next year they asked, how do we recognize who is a Vaishnava? He said, Vaishnava is one person, that person who is constantly chanting the holy name of the Lord. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains in another place, Nityam, Kirtaniya Sada, or Satadam Kirtayantoma. That Satadam for a Sadhaka means every day. Not every moment. For a sadhaka, every day. That means regularly. One who has taken the vow of regularly chanting on a systematic, that person is a Vaishnava. That means a Madhyama Adhikari. First level is a Kanishta Adhikari. Krishneti yasya giri, tam manasa adriyeta. If anyone is chanting Krishna even once, by your mind you should always respect. Dikshasti chet pranatibhischa vajantamisham. If he is regularly doing it, he is convinced and he is practicing it systematically. He is a Madhyam Adhikari. And he should offer obeisances and you should actually respect. Serve. Pranatibhischa vajantamisham. A little extra respect. More. And the next time when they asked the same question, how do we recognize who is a Vaishnava? He said, in his presence people are inspired to chant the holy name. Just by being in that presence, you are inspired to chant the holy name. Shushrushaya bhajana vignam ananya nindadi shunya hridami psita sangaladhya. Rupa Goswami, in that particular verse of Nectar of Instruction, gives three levels of devotees. First, bhajana vignam, expert in the art of performing sadhana. He knows exactly, according to time, place, circumstance, how to maintain the essence of the sadhana. Bhajana vignam. Ananya bhavase. That means no other agenda other than pleasing Krishna. He is doing that bhajan, not for any other thing, but to please Krishna and satisfy him. Haritoshanam. And nindadi, anya nindadi shunya. He has absolutely removed from his heart criticizing any devotees. Criticism comes when there is envy in the heart. You want to justify your stance. If you are here and another person is here, there are two ways to bring him down. Either you go up or you pull him down. So automatically by default you are up. So when you can't go up, then you try to bring that person down by finding some fault. Oh, Nengta Pacho. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told the story of Nengta Pacho. Nengta means naked. And Pacho, his name was Panchanan. Pacho, you know, in Bengali, Pacho. So there was this Pacho who was going to the school. And when he was small, he was naked. In Bengal, even today, you know, covered by the four directions. Children keep playing around. So they knew, Nengta Pacho. Then he actually studied, he graduated. And then he went to the city. And he became a lawyer. And when news, people brought and told the villagers, Advocate Panchan, Nengta Pacho. He was the same fellow, now he used to walk naked. Another way. Then he became an advocate. Then he became a district magistrate. No, professor. Stuck. Who is stuck?
in their mind, that fellow is stuck in that Nengta level. But actually it is them who are stuck. They are in that same, they have taken that person, put him in a box and put him and labeled it, ye aisa hi hai. You are actually insulting the process of devotional service. Because if a person is, apiche sudaracharo bhajate imam ananya bhak sadhureva samantavya kshipram bhavati dharmatma. Because he has not left the process will purify. That is between him and Krishna. Why are you worrying? Otherwise you will get stuck. It is not Nengta. I mean, it is Pachu, not who is Nengta. You are Nengta. You are stuck in that same level. So, understanding, going deep into the essence of a human being, Vidyavene, Sampane, Brahmane, Gavihastini, Sunichaiva, Subhakecha, Pandita, Samadarshina, seeing that everyone is just struggling, Salaka, trying to move in their own ladder. Just try to see, if there is something good, I just take that. Let go everything else. Otherwise, we get stuck. The problem is, we develop negativity. He may have kalau dosha nidhe rajan. If you don't have to make an endeavor to find fault. Even in a pure devotee, you can instantly take out 5-6 faults. Even in Krishna, Shishupal found 100 faults. You aisa kaisa? गोपियों के साथ नाचा हो, झूठ बोला उस, युधिष्ठिर को झूठ बोलवाया, दुर्योधन से उल्टा साहब काम करवाया, अर्जुन को बोला, कर्ण को मार, कैसा भगवान है? If you want to, कलव दोष निधे राजन, every time we find fault, it just only increases our ego. We are justifying how we are purer than that person. Therefore it is said, even he may actually have, छोड़ो ना तुमको क्या है let's we have a long way to go let's not get stuck so humility is necessary for questioning when we have emptied the pot then we are able to receive and truth when actually that question it is haunting you You're actually haunted by that question in a positive way. Actually, that question becomes your whole existence. That is a time that question is ripe, really ripe. And when it is asked to the right person, Tattva Darshinaha, with a desire that whatever the answer comes, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Koriyo Aikya Arna Koriho Mane Asha. Whatever that answer comes, I am going to put my heart and soul into it. Vyavasayatmika buddhir eke hakun. When Narada in his previous life served the Bhakti Vedantas for 4 months, after that they gave him, by his own existence he was questioning and Tulya Darshinaha, Chakruhu Kripam, Yadyapi Tulya Darshana, and they showed their mercy by telling him the goal of life. And after they left, he was stuck because his mother's affection and his dependence on the mother was at that time an obstacle. And by Krishna's arrangement, when she was bit by the snake, he didn't complain. He said that last chain that was holding me, Krishna has very mercifully released. He was hurt. He was dependent. He was small. And he was actually loving his mother. It was not harshness. He saw it as Krishna's arrangement. And he started moving toward the north. Vyavasayatmika buddhi. And that north means what he had received as Krishna prema. As the ultimate prema apumartho mahan. He started moving towards that. And good days came. Bad days came. Happy days came. Sad days came. Honorable days came. Dishonorable days came. He went through gold mine, silver mine. He could have settled down. He didn't get distracted. And obstacles came. Passed through dense jungles. He didn't get affected because he was focused.
Srila Prabhupada, how humbly he himself said, I had dedicated my life to Gandhi's movement. And I was convinced that we first have to get freedom. Then we will talk about all this. Who will listen to us? Who will listen to us? And there was a deep background to that. But he had his wonderful, because he had seen, and therefore when his friend Narendra pulled him to Bhaktisiddhanta, he said, I don't want to go. I have seen these sadhus. Father was a saintly person. Very pious man. He would call any sadhu, Saffron, Andar Bulalo. And his intention was good. The sadhus were bona fide or not, his intention was bona fide. This sadhu should be, Prabhupada writes, Prabhupada expresses to one disciple, I think Hridayananda Maharaj, in a morning walk he said, my father was very simple hearted. Sometimes he would bring some sadhus, and sadhus like ganja, so he would give them little ganja. Just his intention was, let the sadhu be pleased. And then he would ask one benediction. Give mercy, give blessings to my child that he becomes a servant of Srimati Radharani. That was his only intention. Therefore, Prabhupada dedicates his Krishna book to his father. He said his only intention was, let him get profuse mercy, let him become a devotee of Radharani. But he was a simple person. And you invite the sadhus, please them. And they were pleased. He said, there was one sadhu, and his son was also a sannyasi. Whether after sannyasi he got a son or before is not mentioned. The father was a sannyasi, son was a sannyasi. Both would come. And the father liked ganja. And he says, and Prabhupada casually says, so in North India, most of the sadhus smoke ganja because it is very cold outside. So they take. So he would give them. He just wanted to please. That was his intention. Krishna is bhavagrahi. Of course, that doesn't justify we do it like that. But just do it. So Prabhupada, he didn't like it. He hated all the sadhus. He had seen there was one sadhu. Early morning, 8 o'clock, he would wear the sadhu dress. Then he would go and do his job. It was a profession. And beg and come back, and evening he would remove, and you know, arams regular. It's just like people wear their uniform to go to their work. They would do like that. So he had seen all that kind of thing. He said, I have seen many of them. So no, this is genuine sadhu, this is bona fide sadhu. Just because of his insistence, and the divine intervention, of this wonderful pastime to show all of us how one should take that. Prabhupada went and heard him, and he was impressed. As soon as he offered respects, he said, oh, you are a young man? Take this mission of Lord Chaitanya, spread in the English language. Oh, hey, abhi bhi aaya hoon, ye instruction de raha already. Pahle pranipate na hone to pariprashna nahi kiya. Seedha order. Still, he was in a challenging mood and he was leader of his group. Actually, they brought him because they wanted, if Abhay gives the seal, achha sadhu hai, then we will all follow. He was a leader. He said, Prabhupada once said, hukum chalega. When astrologer saw, he said, hukum chalega. Jo tum bologe, sab sunoge. So they brought him, and that was this burning thing. When he presented a counter philosophy, which was against what his belief was, Prabhupada's then belief was, he threw a challenge. Swamiji, who will hear your message? We are a dependent nation. Huh? Gulam log hai hum log. Are gulam ka kaun sunta? Raja banenge, order denge. Let us become first free. And what did Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur say? In essence, what he said was, there is a temporary freedom and there is a permanent freedom. Real freedom is freedom from material existence. real mukti is devotional service. Jivan mukta sa ucchate ihayasya harirdasye karmana manasa gira. One who dedicates his life, body, mind and words to the service of the Lord, jivan mukta sa ucchate, he is free from the three modes of material nature. As 14th chapter Bhagavad Gita says, mamcha yo avyabhicharena bhakt sa gunan savati tyaitan brahma. He said, this government will come, that government will go, this will come and that will go. This is the nature of this world. It's not that it is not important. It may be important. But of the two, the priority is first and foremost this. After that you come down here. Work, because a rashtra, if you have a rashtra, then you are able to practice dharma. Otherwise, if you don't have, so if you are, own your private house, if you have a rented house, that fellow says, yahan aag nahi lagane ka, yahan yagya yagya nahi karne ka, dhuwa aata hai, yahan ghanti nahi bajane ka, to karenge kya? Khao piyo, maja karo, ghanti mat bajana, subah subah 4 baje. So many, yahan kila nahi marne ka, photo photo kuch nahi dalne ka yahan. To ghar kyun liya? Rehne ke liye bas. Har ek ko ek chhed chahiye rehne. So you need a place where you can practice your belief freely, happily. That's essential. And therefore glorious. If someone dedicates their life, ae mere watan ke logo, jara aankh mein bhar lo pani, jo shaheed hue hain unki jara yaad karo qurbani. Had they not sacrificed their life, we wouldn't be freely enjoying the freedom to speak like this. So that's very, very important. But what if that freedom is there, but we have become 100% puppets in the hands of Maya? Free to go to hell. Today we have freedom, but freedom to go to hell. While it is better, I mean, compared to that, even if you are desperate situation, but striving for permanent freedom, freedom from the cycle of birth and death. And this point was presented, chittete koriyo aikya. He said, wow, I met a good sadhu. He defeated me, and Prabhupada was happy to be defeated. Happy to be defeated. This is a sign of humility. If there was ego, kuch bhi hua, main sahi gaya ho ya, kuch nahi. Ye sadhu log sab aise, unko kya practical duniya mein kya malum hai inko? Ego means justification. Or rather, justification is simply ego. He accepted. He was happy. He was blissful to be defeated. And then, sevaya. His later life after meeting Bhaktisiddhanta shows how humble he was, how that question was so serious that the answer, he made it, chittete koriyo aikya arna koriho mone asha. He took it as his life and soul. And then when Bhaktisiddhanta another time said at Radhakund, if you get ever money, print these books. I am seeing the temple people are simply fighting for rooms. Agunjolbe. This whole mutt will be burned to ashes because people are so much focused on their own selves just to improve their material condition. And I'm disgusted. He said, if at all you get money, print books. This is what this whole mission is for. This is what whole facility is for. If that is getting compromised, to hell with it. Break everything. Tear the marble. Sell it. He didn't mean that. He meant, if this is not happening, then this is just a shramaye vahi kevalam. We are just construction workers. And this attitude was not Prabhupada. That was a mood of the whole India at that time. Everyone was focused on that. But winning the battle but losing the war against Maya. So Srila Prabhupada, when he got the answer, he dedicated his life's energy, time and effort to fulfill that answer. That is question. Pariprashnena with sevaya. That means sincerely to the best of one's ability, put those instructions to practice. The Gita also says, four types of people come to me. Artho Jigyasu Artharthi Jnani. Jigyasu, example of that is the sages of Naimisharanya. How inquisitive they were. They came and asked six questions, the answer of which is the whole Bhagavatam. But those questions were made with respect to the subject matter and respect to the speaker. With great respect to the speaker and to the subject matter. And they knew whom they had put as the speaker. You, not only knowing all the itihasas and the puranas and the dharma shastra, and you know logically paravara vidho viduhu, you know all the sages', you know, their presentation of this truth and the Vedanta Sutra of Badarayana. That means thoroughly you know the truth through Shruti, through Smriti and through Nyaya. You have established, concluded conclusively in defiance of everything else, you are convinced you can present the absolute truth. And therefore we are putting these questions to you, because they were putting it to the right person after establishing him, giving a proper position. And they were sincere. What is the proof? They left everything and came with a desire to sacrifice their 1,000 years, practically their whole life, to hear it and to execute it. And when they ask this question, such a question pleases the speaker. Because one can detect the sincerity pouring out of that question. It's not a question. Question may be the same, but it is loaded with that genuineness and sincerity of the inquirer, with a desire to put to practice. And when that is there, then when a heart filled with question is like a tanker, petrol tanker, full of petrol, inflammable object with one lid. That is the question. And a guru is like a person with a matchbox. He just puts it inside and his whole existence is dedicated to executing that. One spark. They need just one spark. That is enough. Because they can focus on that answer, and that builds up. The same answer starts answering all other questions. If a person is sincere, that one answer is the answer to all other questions, subsequent questions that may arise. That's the, just like Lord Ram told, find Sita. That's all. He didn't say, what else you should do. If you find Sita in this condition, you should do this. Nothing. He just said, find Sita. He took that order. Hanumanji took that order. When he actually first, after great difficulty, after great discouragement, when he found Sita, you know what Sita was doing? She was about to commit suicide. Taking her own hair, long hair she had, and tied it up, and she was about to hang herself. Hanumanji could have said, found Sita, are you bold, then I'll go back. And Ram asks, so Hanumanji kya hua? Sita mili. Kahan thi? Latka rahi thi apne aapko. Tune kya kiya? Latka gaya, main aake bata raha hu. He said, I have to find Sita and tell her, actually he wants to retrieve Ram. I mean retrieve Sita. He said, if I go, she's so scared of anyone here. She doesn't trust anyone here. I have to create the trust. And there is no time to build rapport. It takes 3 years to build rapport with someone. 3 seconds she may die. He had to think on his feet. First class servant, therefore, kaha bharata samatuma priya bhai, Sahasavadana tumaro yashagavai asakai sripati kantha lagavai. He embraced Hanuman. He said, you are a first class servant. Because I just told you to find Sita. All the other consequent things, I didn't tell you. Maintaining my prestige, you did so many things. You threatened Ravana, you killed 80,000 soldiers, you killed his son Aksha, you killed so many others, gave them and got me all the message that when we go back, how we should fight, all the strengths and weaknesses, SWOT analysis of Lanka. You did everything which I had never requested, I had told you. Because there was a deep, deep desire to satisfy the person who actually gave that answer. And from that comes all the solutions. Automatically. How was Prabhupada able to understand the heart of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur? How was Rupa Goswami able to understand the heart of Lord Chaitanya? Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhuta. With a deep desire to serve the order. From that manifests, within that, manifests all the other answers to that sincere seeker whose only life's mission is to execute that answer or whatever that instruction that has come about. And when such is the thing, then, you know, it becomes much easier. So actually this is the end. What is the question? The question is about Karma Yoga. We asked about the mood of the question. What is the question? Of course, somebody else will discuss that later, if you come probably next Sunday. King Nimi said, "O great sages, please speak to us about the process of Karma Yoga, purified by this process of dedicating one's practical work to the Supreme. A person can very quickly free himself from all material activities, even in this life, and thus enjoy pure life on the transcendental platform." Human life is meant for self-realization. But we have come deeply conditioned to enjoy. So there is a desire, deep, millions of lifetimes of desire to be the controller, proprietor, enjoyer. And on other hand, we are told, das, 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 anudas. This is totally contradictory. Absolutely. And therefore, suddenly, from that millions of lifetimes of controllership, proprietorship and enjoyership, to come completely to the platform of surrender the servant, artificially, if we try to do it, we create havoc in society. Therefore, first have faith in the process of Vedic literature. Have full faith. Vedas are perfect because they are coming from a perfect source. That is the first conviction. Have faith in the Vedic literatures. Then, accept we have lot of material desires. Hai bhai, swikar karte. Simultaneously, we are convinced isme kuch dam nahi hai. Aap Brahma bhuvana loka bahut sun liya pravachan. But kya kare? Hai Maharaj, bhar bhar ki ichha hai. Simultaneously, conviction, intellectually convinced that there is nothing. But senses are telling, phir bhi there is something here. It's some, not something, many things. In fact, everything is here itself. Intellectually convinced, but the heart and the senses, the mind is telling everything is here. And intelligence is telling nothing is here, everything is there. There is no realization. So from the head knowledge to sink to the heart knowledge, it takes time. Heart knowledge is everything is here and head knowledge is nothing is here. So idhar se idhar utarne ke liye, siddhant ko sadachar mein lane ke liye sadhana. That sadachar, that siddhant will manifest as sat achar. That's a pure devotee who is in the world but not of the world. Padma patram ivam bhasa. Actually, devotees should focus on the third, fourth and fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita more than the 18th chapter.
Let 18th chapter manifest organically, naturally, gradually. But we want, in Kali Yuga, we want quickly everything. Sarvadharman parityajya. First thing is, sab chhod denge. Sab chhod diya, andar se choda kya? Karme indriyani sayamya, yaaste manasasmaran, indriyarthan vimudhatma, mithyacharah sauchyate. Karme indriyani sayamya, Bapuji ke teen bandar, aankh band, kaan band, muh band. Very nice. But, karme indriyani sayamya, yaaste manasasmaran. The Niti Shastra says, one time a jackal was wandering in the forest, beaten up by everyone, suffering, miserable. And suddenly he found the skin of a lion. And he just kind of, kya ye? He just wore it. Just, let's, kya hota hai, dekhte hai. And suddenly he saw everyone offering respects, getting really scared from him, and bringing him gifts, worship, honor. He said, hey, acha hai. Nice. Sirf ek chamdi upar dala. Itna samman, itna puja, freely supply. So he didn't want to remove it at all. So, acha hai. Why struggle? Why struggle? This is so nice. But are you qualified? That cover, to can you roar? Oh, mat pucho. So one day he called a meeting in the middle of the night. It was a Purnima. And then while the meeting was going on, the moon arose in the sky. And then the natural thing of the jackal, ahoo! He started howling, looking at the moon. When they see the moon, suddenly they're natural nature comes out. So they started howling. Immediately people realized. Today right now in India, hot discussion is of such kind of people who artificially kind of come to apparent spiritual kind of leaders without genuinely understanding. Cheaters and the cheated, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said. They want to be cheated. They don't want to do any tapasya, but they want a halo around the head of being connected to a spiritual organization, being a spiritual person. And their desire is, you just give me, bless me, I get enjoy my material situation. The cheaters and the cheated. And then when the cheater is exposed, millions of innocent people are telling, bola tha main. Isiliye, don't trust anyone which is spiritual. Don't trust spiritual life at all. Such a great disservice to the mankind. Such a great disservice. How much more people need to see a role model. That is why Krishna, Janakadayah, he quoted, that don't do one thing. Stay in the world. You have enjoyment, okay. Regulated enjoyment. Regulate it. And offer it to the Supreme. Yajnartat karmanah. Just do it. And gradually, internally develop detachment. Genuine detachment. While externally performing all your activities as if saktaha karmani avidvamso yatha kurvanti bharata kuryad vidvam sadha asaktaha chikirshu loka sangraham. Arjun, you may run away from the battlefield because of compassion, but people think you are a coward. And people follow your example because you are a leader. Yad yad acharati sreshtaha. So your acharan is not befitting you. Fight. And in the process of fighting, purify your existence. Krishna is giving candy, but inside there is medicine. He gives you a candy. That's like mother, the child doesn't want to take, medicine is very bitter.
So what does the mother do? Suppose the child has malaria and he has to take quinine. Quinine is extremely bitter. Therefore, she does sugar coating. Beta, tere liye chocolate laya hu, muh khol. Andar gaya. Mummy, tu kitni achhi hai. Tujhe bhi chocolate mila, mera dawai bhi andar gaya. That is Vedic literature. And what do we want? We want candy. But we don't like everyone to see that we are enjoying mere candy. Candy means sense gratification. And medicine means surrender to Krishna. So we want candy, but we want a coating of medicine. That is cheating. We want to show to the whole world we are completely spiritual, full of enjoying tendency. This is what Krishna is. So here are people, in the name of medicine, they are sugar coating the candy with apparently seeing medicine thing. I said, they, medicine. These are, that's why Prabhupada writes, a sincere sweeper on the street is much better than a charlatan meditator. This is true. This Krishna has told right 5,000 years ago. And he told it to sun god millions of years ago. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, there were Bishak saints. And today it is someone else. The same tendency will go on. All over today people are observing Ganesh Chaturthi. Vidyarthi labhate vidyam, dhanarthi labhate dhanam, putrarthi labhate putram, mokshaarthi labhate gatim. Shad birmaase phalam labhet. 6 months you get the result. Very attractive, isn't it? So the desire is, I want what I want. Like for example, if genuinely, please tell me, raise your hand, not raise your hand, you think about yourself, that's all. If, how many of us don't know that mobile is extremely dangerous? It is distractive, it is time consuming, unnecessary time consuming, it gives so much of radiation. Any of us wanting to give it up? Some have 3 or 4 also. I don't know what they do. Either se transfer karta, either se idhar transfer karke. Playing. And holding it to their ears for hours. Everyone knows, but nobody is ready to give it up. Because it is so nice. It serves so many purposes. Simple thing. We all know, but we still we can't accept it. I have, by the way. And bhakti says, theek hai, tere ko karna hi hai na mobile. Dekh, din mein aadha ghanta kar le, dur rakh, ye le, wo le, dheere dheere, kaam bhi chala, saath saath mein, dur bhi rehna. Dheere 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 karke, kahin gaon mein jaake isko phek dena. Ek din, aayega. When time for retirement comes, you are ready. Actually, main naam ke waste kar raha hu, actually mere ko need hi nahi. But a general person, when they get it, it's like a toy. Wow! It satisfies all my desires. I don't need relationship and I want entertainment. I don't want the jhanjat of a relationship, but I want the enjoyment. So virtual relationship. And we are stuck. We are caught. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, finished. It's like that example. So everyone wants sense gratification. Too much attached to it. At the same time, it's not good for them. Therefore, the Vedas, okay, theek hai. Thoda use karo, but baad mein medicine bhi le lo. So I was hearing the whole, that whole aarti of Ganesh. So aarti of Ganesh ji is, andhan ko aankh de, mere ko, ye sab ye milega, usko ye milega, tere ko ye milega. Puja karte ra. But, what is the end? Kaina vacha manase nireva buddhyat mana manasa dasa vava karumi yadya chakalam parasmai narayana iti samarpayami. Kaina by your body, vacha by your words, manasa by your mind, indriyerva by your senses, buddhi by your intelligence, atmana by yourself, anusruta subhava according to your nature. Karumi yadyad, whatever you do, sakalam, everything, parasmai to the Lord who is beyond all these devatas, all above, much above. Who? Narayana iti samarpayetat. How? Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Simple. This is the medicine. Nobody focuses there.
फोकस ऑन द कैंडी. विद्यार्थी लवते विद्याम, धनार्थी लवते धनम. ठीक है भाई, तो कर तो सही पहले पूजा, पर हर रोज करने का, 11 दिन जाने के बाद भी गणपति चले जाएंगे, पर तू पूजा मत छोड़ कृतज्ञता पूर्वक. उसने दिया ना, अभी कर दे तू. सो ग्रेजुअली यू आर टेकिंग द रियल मेडिसिन ऑफ द होली नेम. हर नाम एव केवलम क्लव नास्ते, दैट इज द रियल मेडिसिन, बट इट इज कोटेड. तुला हे पाहिजे ना, भेटणार तुला, ते पण भेटणार. तुला काय पाहिजे सांग बेटा. काय पाहिजे तू? सर्व भेटणार. आयुः काम अर्थ सिद्धये, इट सेज क्लिअरली. द्वादश नाम स्तोत्र ऑफ गणेश, ब्रह्मेश्वर सादेव गौरीपुत्र विनायकम भक्तावासम स्मरे नित्यम आयुः काम अर्थ सिद्धये. एंड भागवतम राइट एट द बिगिनिंग, धर्म प्रोजित कैतो. अरे भागवतम नहीं चाहिए, बहुत कड़क हो जाता है. कॉन्सेंट्रेटेड डोज हमको अच्छा है. महाभारत भी चाहिए, ये भी चाहिए, वो भी चाहिए. सो गीता सेज बी नेचुरल, बी ऑनेस्ट, बट गोल शुड बी देयर. एंड ग्रेजुअली ऑर्गेनिकली नेचुरली बेटर टू बी इंटरनली डेस्परेटली सीकिंग वाइल एक्सटर्नली लिविंग एन ऑर्डिनरी लाइफ. जस्ट लाइक इमेजिन देर इज ए कैंडी एंड देर इज अनदर कैंडी. वन कैंडी इज प्योर कैंडी, अनदर वन इज sugar coated candy with real medicine inside. So for a child, ignorant innocent child, both looks the same. One is taking candy, so I am eating candy. So sometimes external material life, a household life looks, tu bhi bachcha paida kar raha hai, main bhi kar raha hu, tu bhi kaam kar raha hai, main bhi kar raha hu, tu bhi kama raha hai, main bhi kama raha hu, candy. And then they see the devotees of the Lord who are doing it. यद करोशी यदश्नाशी यद जुहोशी तद कुरुषो मद अर्पणम. बट एट द एंड ऑफ द डे दे आर बिगिनिंग एंड एंड मिडिल दे आर ऑफरिंग इट टू कृष्णा, कृष्णा अर्पणम अस्तु. सो ग्रेजुअली डिटैचमेंट फ्रॉम द सुपरफिशियल एक्सटर्नल कैंडी लाइक सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन रिड्यूसेस ऑर्गेनिकली नेचुरली हार्मोनियसली व्हाइल दिस एनहांसेस. बट इफ यू टेल ए intelligent man, even if the medicine is bitter, he will take it. He will close his eyes and le liya doctor, dawai le liya. But not all are immediately ready to do that. And it's really bitter. Therefore, Krishna is so beautifully karma yoga. Do that. And in the future verses, this will be answered nicely. Today is Lalita Shashti. Now, I am not qualified to speak about Lalita Devi. Our worshipable Lord, the same Krishna, has come in the mood of Srimati Radharani as Lord Chaitanya. In Chaitanya Leela, when you approach any of these gopis and the manjaris, you are safe. That is, I feel safe. In Chaitanya Leela, Lalita Sakhi has come as Swarup Damodar Goswami. When Swarup Damodar Goswami came to know that my worshipable Lord Gauranga has taken sannyas, in madness he also took sannyas. But he took a very special sannyas. He didn't take the externals of sannyas, he took the spirit of sannyas. He didn't change his name to a sannyasi, because that name Swamiji will give a lot of respect. He didn't take the danda of sannyas. He didn't take any of the externals. He took the spirit of sannyas. That now, with no other responsibilities, I will exclusively dedicate my life to serving the Lord. So amongst karma sannyas, and Krishna says in the 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, तयोस्तु कर्म संन्यासाद कर्मयोगो विशिष्यते. कर्म संन्यास, कर्म मीन्स रिनाउंसिंग एक्टिविटी. ए डोंट डू इट. इफ यू रिनाउंस एक्टिविटी, यू हैव टू डू सम एक्टिविटी. नहीं कश्चित क्षणमपि धातु तिष्ठत्य कर्म कृत. फॉर ईटिंग स्लीप यू हैव टू डू सम एक्टिविटी, बट डोंट गिव अप एक्टिविटी, अदरवाइज यू विल डू अबोमिनेबल एक्टिविटी. टेक अप एक्टिविटी
in a spirit of devotion. Karma yoga vishishyate. And gradually karma will reduce, yoga will increase. Eventually your whole life will become yoga. In this sense. So we can pray to Lalita Sakhi today, Lalita Devi, that may we understand the essence of all the spiritual rituals. Then the rituals are no more empty, superficial, burdensome. In that same spirit that she demonstrated in the form of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Only one focus. How can I please Lord Chaitanya? He understood the heart of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore he understood the heart of all the rules and regulations. Let us understand the heart of the rules and regulations. And within, and not for showing, not for exhibiting, just for internally relishing. That's all. Carefully avoiding to exhibit outside. Let it be an internal affair. It's something to be relished. It's not to be shown off. It's not to be demonstrated. Not to prove the whole world. That, you and Krishna, that's all. Between us and Krishna. Why should we need to prove the whole world? If Krishna wants, he will show in due course. He will glorify. That's his job if he wants to. That should be the move. Hare Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nithai Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna. Since this whole presentation is about questions, is there any question? We can take one question. Otherwise, I am not doing justice to the class. But please understand what that question should be. I doubt anyone will ask a question today. So we'll stop the class, I think. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.